Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's Friday. Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It's been a very, very long 10 days, and the last couple of days of this hearing have been absolutely remarkable. I hope you had an opportunity to watch. At the very least, tune into yesterday's show. I do want to apologize again. I still have a little bit of the crud, but I took some preemptive strike medication in anticipation of getting a little bit of a cold I knew was coming on. And the stuff works. That Zicam stuff works. Wow. A little messy, you know, got to roll it around your nostrils, but it works. I can tell you it's far less than it would have been. Not my first rodeo with the crud. But nonetheless, I say that just in case I sneeze. If you were listening yesterday, I told you I had a sneeze pent up. You know how that feels. I still haven't let it go. So I'm hopeful I get it going during the show today. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? All right, let's go back to what we saw this week. Boy, I tell you what you witnessed the Democrats do is nothing short of, in my eyes, it should be criminal. What they did to Judge Kavanaugh should be criminal. What Dianne Feinstein did to Judge Kavanaugh should be criminal. To toss this man through the muck like that on uncorroborated, unsubstantiated, and actually refuted charges. These people should be held accountable. And I'm hopeful that what I saw in the U.S. Senate on the panel yesterday leads to, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think Lindsey Graham may move forward on this. I think he's disgusted enough. Lindsey Graham is what the millennials would refer to today as woke. And I'm glad he is, quite frankly. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him push forward with some, at least with some ethics charges against the Democrats for their handling of this, in particular Dianne Feinstein, for sitting on that information. So, again, what does that have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Because it is the Democrat Party that you witnessed, and as we talked about yesterday and over the past few weeks, it is the Democrat Party, the Socialist Party, that wants your firearms. And let's make no mistake, it was Dianne Feinstein back in the early 90s who said, make no mistake, if I could have done it, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, 51 votes, I would have done it. Now, the turn them in part is something we're going to talk about when I move through this part of the conversation today. So keep that in the back of your mind, the turn them all in. I'm going to ask you some very hard questions today, and I want you to think. Take the weekend. Think about it. We're going to tie it all together. But what you witnessed, to go back to Dianne Feinstein, what you witnessed the Democrats do, the charade, the buffoonery, the obnoxious display of sheer power grab, delay. This is right out of the Saul Alinsky playbook. Destroy. If you begin to lose the argument, destroy your opponent. And you heard Kavanaugh reference that yesterday during the hearing when he said, when it seemed like I might actually be confirmed, you pulled this. And that is exactly what happened. Any clear-thinking American understands that. And believe me, I have faith that there are millions and millions. There are more clear-thinking Americans than there aren't. You're going to have your ideologues who really don't give a crap about anything other than pushing their agenda, like that bonehead Alyssa Milano sitting in the back, by the way, a guest of Feinstein. So what you witnessed was what the party of gun control wants to do to your right to bear arms and the tactics with which they will use to do so. I want you to think about this for just a second. They cannot win the gun control argument legislatively because it is morally bankrupt. It is immoral. It is inhumane to deprive a human being of a right to defend themselves. Now, they know that. And how do I know they know that? Because they're going to continue to protect themselves. The Capitol Police would remain armed. Their own security staffs would remain armed. They, in their own words and in their own homes, will remain armed while they immorally bankrupt your right to keep and bear arms. So we know this and we understand this. And the techniques that we saw employed against Judge Kavanaugh is the very beginning of what they have already been doing to us, demonizing, for example, the National Rifle Association. That is just the beginning. So I want you to keep all of that in mind today as we move through the rest of the program, because it's very important that you never forget that. What you witnessed, the character assassination that you witnessed against Judge Kavanaugh, is exactly what they are now currently doing against the NRA and against by proxy. NRA meaning gun owners. That's who, you see, the NRA gives the Democrat Party kind of an out. They can attack you, and they've got some plausible deniability to say they're not attacking you, but they're attacking the NRA, when in fact they understand that by attacking the NRA, they are attacking all gun owners. So as long as you know that going into the fight, we're already a step ahead of them. But it is very, very important that you not lose sight of what you witnessed and those tactics. They have already begun against us. Now, they have more time with us, whereas they had very limited time in this Senate judiciary hearing and in this committee to employ those tactics. And boy, did they. And they did it quickly, and they did it, and I say quickly, over a two-month period. They have more time with us. They seek to destroy us by winning elections. Ooh, but wait a minute. What about winning elections? We're going to go there in just a second. I promise you, when I tell you we're going to go there in just a second, what I'm going to tell you is going to disturb you. And it is also going to be a topic with AWR Hawkins on the Sunday Monster broadcast. But back to what we witnessed with Kavanaugh. I had mentioned rules for radicals right out of the playbook, right? How familiar are you? You've heard a lot about it over the Obama administration, Saul Alinsky's book. Let's go over the rules. What are the rules for radicals? Rule number one, according to Saul Alinsky, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Well, let's go back to Feinstein here. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Couldn't it be just the opposite? Weakness is not only what you don't have, but what the enemy thinks you don't have. The Republicans had no idea that Feinstein had the documents that she had. This is insidious, evil. I would argue that this is evil. What Feinstein did to this man, the technique that she used was flat out evil. It was immoral. It was despicable. And it was intentional. And the intentionality of it is what makes it evil. Feinstein knew what she was going to do. And I could probably make the case that every Democrat on that panel knew she had it. She'll never admit that, nor will the other panelists admit that. But it is not a stretch to believe that when you saw the well-coordinated attack at the outset of this hearing when Grassley began the hearing. Each of these individuals were working on a playbook, one right after the other. This was discussed. This was pre-planned. It was premeditated. Regardless, Feinstein is the demon here because the information came to her. And as it came out yesterday in the hearing, Feinstein's office was recommending attorneys for this character assassination witness before the other side even knew. Rule number one, critical. Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. Well, no wonder she was recommending attorneys for the character assassination. She didn't want to go outside the expertise of her people. Therefore, the character witness must have attorneys that are within their own wheelhouse. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. We could play with these all day long. It's a full one-hour show, but in the essence of time, because I want to move into segment two on the different topic, I kind of want to segue over. Let me just read these, the rest of the rules. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Kavanaugh crushed him on that note yesterday. Number five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. Boy, we could have fun with this, couldn't we? Seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Eight, keep the pressure on. Nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Now, that we witnessed in full bore. It was a blitzkrieg. Keeping the pressure on and creating, and this is what we call, as this is what I would refer to as creating the narrative. Keeping the threat alive, using fear to keep the threat alive. And they're very, very good at it, the Democrats are. Number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operation that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. The media helps them with this every day, don't they? Number 11, if you push a negative hard enough and deep enough, it will break through into its counterside. That means if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. Number 12, the price of successful attack is a constructive alternative, meaning now we get to create the narrative and do what we want to do. Number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. That, my friends, is what I would refer to, or what you hear of, the politics of personal destruction on full, disgusting, despicable display. And we can only hope that Lindsey Graham is correct, that the American people saw through it. When we come back, more after this. As an Armed American Radio listener, I know you've all heard the left's lies about gun owners. I talk about it every day. I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. They never do it. And because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends now. With the USCCA's free critical self-defense survival guide, you'll finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear true stories of survival with their brand new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But they're only available to my listeners until next week. Don't wait. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio Friday show, the Daily Defense Hour from the Daily Defense Studios continues. We are now into segment two. Been a crazy, crazy couple of weeks, and the last few days, no doubt, have been just absolutely wild. But we will tie it together for you. I'm going to warn you about some things, today, that maybe you've thought about it in terms of your firearms rights, maybe you haven't, but I want you to think about it. So we're going to ask you to keep this at the forefront in your mind as we talk about it today and as you move forward throughout your days and weeks as we get into the midterms. Keep these things in mind. Your gun rights are in grave danger, as you witnessed yesterday. They didn't talk about guns, did they? We'll go back to that in just a second. First, as you know, we've all heard the lies from the left about gun owners, right? They've been demonizing us for a long time. Now they got a group of kids who think they know everything about everything, who know nothing really about anything, that are coming after you and your firearms rights and are now delving off like David Hogg into things like, you know, global warming and immigration and all this stuff he knows absolutely zero about. The reason I say that is because these people will never stop. I'm sick of it. They'll never tell you the truth. And when it comes to firearms rights and freedoms, they will never tell you the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves because it doesn't fit their plan, their narrative, their agenda. It doesn't fit the agenda that they want to push. Instead, they employ those tactics that I mentioned to you in the previous segment against you. More on that in a few. But because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. It's impossible. You just don't know in today's day and age. You don't know who the prosecutor is. You don't know what political persuasion. You don't know where money's coming from. It's despicable. But the USCCA can put an end to that for you because the new free critical self-defense survival guide, with it, you're finally going to learn what to do when the smoke clears. We've talked about these things before. Knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police if you have to use a firearm to defend yourself could literally mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your free copy of this important guide in seconds. And for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just text the word GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222 to get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear true stories of survival with their brand new, shocking true stories of self-defense. It's the audiobook. You'll love this in their own words. Three life-saving tools, 100% free, but they're only available to my listeners until next week. Don't wait. Text GET, G-E-T, to 87222 right now. That's G-E-T to 87222. GET, G-E-T to 87222. It's a great read. Enjoy it. You will learn a lot, I promise. All right, welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Smear tactics, rules for radicals, destruction of a man's life and career. To do what? To further a political agenda. Are the Democrats capable of that when it comes to your right to keep and bear arms? I mean, gee, if that's the case, you would have to believe that the Democrats would be capable of smearing with the intent to destroy, blatantly, outright saying they want to destroy, an organization, the nation's oldest civil rights organization, the National Rifle Association, by creating this narrative that the NRA is somehow evil, when the NRA, in fact, trains more children and instructors and just day-to-day, average, everyday Americans in firearm safety that the left will even acknowledge, won't even acknowledge it. But they will demonize the organization. It's what I told you in the first segment. It's actually a brilliant tactic because they're attacking all gun owners. They're doing it by using the NRA. Many gun owners will say, well, they're not members of the NRA. And the left will say, well, we're only attacking the NRA. We're not attacking all gun owners, when in fact they are, and this is what creates that plausible deniability. But one would have to believe that if the Democrats were capable of doing what they did to Kavanaugh on guns, then we would have to believe that the Democrats would be capable of smearing the National Rifle Association and its millions of members. Are they capable of that? We would have to believe that Nancy Pelosi herself, the individual, the demon, who did this to Kavanaugh by withholding this documentation that she had intentionally, in an intentional attempt to destroy his life, we would have to believe that Dianne Feinstein would be capable of lying about an entire class of firearms to further her political agenda, and then make a statement along the lines of, if I could have done it, I. Keep in mind there are 320 plus million Americans. And Dianne Feinstein, we would have to believe that Dianne Feinstein were capable of making a statement such as, if I could have done it, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have. We would have to believe that Dianne Feinstein would believe that she and she alone unilaterally possesses the moral authority to take what does not belong to hers, to confiscate. Is Dianne Feinstein capable of doing that? Do we know? Do we have any indication of that anywhere? We would have to believe that avowed professional firearms haters, I'll just call them firearms haters, would be capable about lying about their entire agenda by masquerading what we know they want to do, which is take away our firearms, wipe them out across all of them, not just your semi-automatic assault rifles that they know nothing about, but all guns, including your revolvers. That's their utopia. We would have to believe that that group of people would be capable of lying about their agenda to 320 plus million Americans, for that matter, the world, billions of people, by masquerading that fact and calling it something that it isn't. They would have to, I don't know, let's give you an example. They would, what comes to mind? They would have to be able to do something and be capable of doing something like masquerading their gun control agenda by calling it something about, I don't know, gun safety reform. Gun safety reform. They would have to be capable. Are they capable of that? Have they shown us that they're willing to do it? We would have to have politicians from the Democrat side of the aisle, if they were capable of doing all this, admit it. Slip once in a while, admit it. You'd have to have somebody, I don't know, say a politician maybe running for president, that would be able to come out and play you for stupid. Play you for stupid by saying they don't want to take away your guns. However, they believe that the Australian model of gun control would work here. Somehow believing, we would have to believe that a politician would be capable of saying that. Thinking you're too stupid to figure out that what that politician would be referring to would be actual confiscation, which is what occurred in Australia, forced confiscation. They would have to play you or be capable of playing for you to be so stupid that they thought they could trick you if you called them on that. And by saying we didn't confiscate, it wasn't forced confiscation, it was a buyback. And they would have to think that you were capable of being, oh yeah, well, it was a buyback. I'm sorry, I was incorrect about my assessment of what it was you were trying to do. When in fact, it was a forced buyback. We're going to take what you have, whether you like it or not. Oh, but we're going to pay you for it because it makes us feel better. You would have to believe all those things and many others to be true. So I ask you before this break, where we go to this next break, are they capable of that? Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Are they capable of it? I asked you that before the break. Of course they're capable of it. Of course everything I mentioned is in fact happening. And has happened, and has happened for quite some time, and is getting worse. You know it, I know it, they know it. We all know it. We've watched it unfold as gun owners for years, for decades, in fact, as these attacks have ramped up. Now, if you watched any of the senators' meeting today ahead of the Kavanaugh vote, you saw the Democrats triple down on their despicable immoral actions over the last few weeks. And, of course, they have to at this stage of the game because they've been caught. And again, they know that they have a large percentage, a large portion or large percentage of mainstream media, if you want to refer to it as mainstream media, on their side. If you turned on CNN yesterday or MSDNC or any of the other major networks and watched any of the pundits' panels, you saw them all find Kavanaugh guilty simply because a woman made an accusation. To them, there is no rule of law. And I mention that as a reminder to you as we move forward in this discussion now of what these people are capable of. I was asked by Breitbart to write a column a couple days ago about what I thought would happen if the Democrats won the election as it pertains to our gun rights. Of course, I obliged, and I titled the piece, Democrats, guns, and truth. And I talked about all of us watching the Democrat Party's machine in their attempt to destroy, and I say attempt, they did it, in their successful attempt at destroying Judge Brett Kavanaugh's reputation. And I asked you to pay special attention to the tactics employed by the left, which were on full display. Some of those tactics that I pointed out to involve withholding information from the committee chair, the American people, subverting the process with frequent outbursts. You saw the dog and pony show on day one. Aligning themselves with these radical, unhinged protest groups. All of this, by the way, designed to do one thing, and that is defy the will of the American people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 and denied Donald Trump the ability to nominate a pick for the Supreme Court that they know will destroy their House of Cards agenda at the nation's highest court for decades to come. They know it. They are desperate. There's an old saying, desperate people do desperate things. So I asked you, the same thing I've asked you on the program today, I asked you in the Breitbart piece, Democrats, Guns, the Truth. What was the title of it? Let me get to the exact title of it. Yeah, Democrats, Guns, and Truth. What does the confirmation process have to do with guns and the future of our right to bear arms? Besides the obvious expected pro-gun votes from the nominee himself, should he be confirmed, which he will be. So ask yourself that question the next time you hear a Democrat politician or left-leaning gun prohibitionist say they don't want to destroy the Second Amendment, but they're willing to destroy a human being and his family, but they won't destroy the Second Amendment. Craig, do you believe that now? As I said in the previous segment, you would have to believe a certain things that they would be capable of, which, oh, by the way, they've already been capable of, they're doing now. Everything I mentioned to you in the previous segment is actually happening. And I pointed out in the article that I wrote, we would have to assume that the Democrats were not capable of making up phony names such as assault rifles, lying about their use, or demonizing millions of law-abiding Americans by attacking them through the quote-unquote National Rifle Association, calling us murderers, which they've done, using 17-year-old children as tools to attack the rights of hardworking, law-abiding 100 million Americans who happen to know a hell of a lot more than those teenage kids that are being used simply because they haven't lived life yet, many of whom will not believe what they say today when they get big enough and old enough and begin to pay taxes or have something insidious happen to their family or themselves or a spouse, and they will demand the right to defend themselves. They'll see the error of their ways. That is guaranteed to happen. Some of them will stay or choose to remain liars, defiant, as we see today in groups such as Everytown for Gun Safety. And they'll do it for the love of Bloomberg money, which I will be going to in the next segment. The love of Bloomberg money. Going to take you to how much money we're talking about here shortly. That's when we'll round third and slide right into home. We might do it face first. All of this is a stark reminder of the viciousness of the other side. Lindsey Graham, I got to tell you, I've been very hard on Lindsey Graham over the years, rightfully so. I believe there's an epiphany here. I believe Lindsey Graham has changed his tune or at least begins to see things a different way. Lindsey Graham had made it very clear. He was famous for his, during the hearings of Elena Kagan and Sotomayor, elections have consequences. We lost the election. President Obama has the right and the constitutional right to do what he wants. That's the outcome. And he's right about that. And he voted for Kagan and he voted for Sotomayor because they were, quote unquote, qualified judges. I don't doubt that they're qualified judges. They are. But when you're talking Supreme Court, you're also talking ideology and the future of your agenda. And Lindsey Graham, in my estimation, should have voted that way, which would have kept him at a post. But see, he was living in the past. I don't think he's living in the past anymore. He was living and wanted to believe that times could change, that the Democrats really weren't these evil, vile, despicable people that we see today, when in fact, most of us already knew it. Now, I don't know why he didn't see it. Maybe because he's there. Maybe because he didn't want us. He just didn't want to believe it. He believes it today. He blew up yesterday. He doesn't want to believe it because he considers some of these people his friends. They're not his friends. They are agenda-driven, nasty, despicable, hate and rage-filled politicians who will stop at nothing to push their agenda. They would destroy Lindsey Graham if given the opportunity to do so. I think Lindsey Graham has seen that. Now, I may be wrong. And Lindsey Graham, in defense of himself, would probably call me all kinds of names and tell me I was full of crap. But the writing is on the wall. Gone are the days that a committee member will vote, a Democrat committee member I'm talking about, will vote for a judge or to confirm a judge because he's qualified. And that's the way it should be. And Graham made the point. That is the way it should be. And it should be that way. Unfortunately, it's not. And it wasn't Lindsey Graham that made it the other way. It was the Democrat Party that made it the other way. And I think it's going to be fascinating to watch Lindsey Graham's politics evolve over the next couple, three, four, 5 years as he finishes out his term and decide whether or not he decides to run again. I think it will be fascinating to watch how he handles these committees. But you know what? If you listened to what he said today in his remarks ahead of the vote, you'll hear a lot of what I'm telling you. You'll get hints that I may very well be right here in my estimation of what happens with Lindsey Graham. Because he made it very clear, if I chair this committee next year, if Grassley steps down, things are going to change. And he did, in fact, make that very clear. When we come back from this, fascinating stuff. Gun owners, you got to keep all this stuff in mind. When we come back from the break, I want to talk with you a little bit about Bloomberg, and I want to tell you how much money is at stake and why these Democrats are playing pool the way they are. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four, welcome back. Friday, closing out Armed American Radio's week of the Daily Defense broadcast. What a week it's been, too, right? We're going to slide into home here in just a couple minutes, but before we do, let me remind you again of the USCCA's free Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. You'll finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. Like you, I'm sick of people never telling the truth, the true stories of responsibly armed Americans who defend themselves. I'm one of them. And because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's absolutely impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends today. Knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom for you or a jail cell. You can claim your free copy in seconds, and for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Don't forget this stuff. Just text the word GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222 to get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear True Stories of Survival with their brand new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. These are people, you're going to hear these stories in their own words, their own voices. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free, but they're only available to my listeners, that's you, until next week. Don't wait. Text GET, that's GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222 right now. We'll get that right. GET, G-E-T, to 87222. Okay, get that free checklist. I promise you're going to like it. All right, there was a time. Let me round third here. We all know now the picture has been painted by the Democrats themselves of how vile they are, how corrupt they are, and to what lengths they will go to disrupt any process to stop someone else and to move their agenda forward. These are hateful people. We've already painted that picture. They've painted it for you. How bad is it? How much money are we talking about? I want to take you back to June of 2018, just a few months ago. I read to you a statement from Mike Bloomberg on the 2018 midterm elections. Do you recall this? Let me refresh your brain. Bloomberg on June 20th said the following: "I've never much liked political parties. I've always believed that we should put country before party. Too many politicians practice the reverse with terrible consequences for the American people." Let me stop right there. Michael Bloomberg is a chameleon who will do and change and flip whatever has to be flipped. He was a Republican when he ran, when he was a New York mayor. He's since become an independent. If he runs for election, he's going to run as a Democrat. "I've never much liked political parties. I've always believed that we should put country before party," as he's picked all three.
Remember, we remember this. Don't ever forget this stuff. He says, but although I don't believe in partisanship, now I'm going to stop there because I want to make some comments here. Michael Bloomberg, as you know, is a liar. Michael Bloomberg will tell you he doesn't want to take away your guns as Michael Bloomberg ramps up efforts and spends millions to take away your guns. Michael Bloomberg stands before you decrying the right to bear arms while surrounded by armed security. My good friend AWR Hawkins is reporting today that Michael Bloomberg is upping his financial support for gun control candidates by $20 million. Now, again, halt right there. Who are gun control candidates? The very candidates that you saw in that vile display of hate-filled politics of destruction of an individual because of an agenda. Saul Alinsky, rules for radical trash on full display. That's who Michael Bloomberg is upping his pledge to buy an additional $20 million for the Democrat Party. You just heard me read to you from a statement in June of 2018 that Michael Bloomberg does not believe, and I quote, I don't believe in partisanship. He says, but although I don't believe in partisanship, I very much believe in the importance of politics and elections. Well, I hate to tell you, Michael Bloomberg, but politics is partisanship. Michael Bloomberg is well aware of that. Michael Bloomberg is a charlatan. He claims, oh boy, is he ever. Over the years, he has supported candidates in both parties who were willing to break with partisanship. Now, I jump on that word partisanship in these comments that he made in 2018 because Michael Bloomberg is upping his financial support for gun control candidates. That's partisanship. That's partisan politics at its worst. By $20 million, bringing his overall funding for the November midterms to $100 million. That's for the midterms. What is his goal? A gun control Congress that also supports climate change legislation. Back on the 22nd of June, 2 days after I read you this piece from Bloomberg, and that was Bloomberg's own statement, he had committed to spending $80 million to flip the House to a pro-gun control majority. Here's what he said in a tweet at 1:29 p.m. on June 20th. Congress has failed legislatively and constitutionally. We need new leadership that will reassert Congress as a co-equal branch of government in the midterm elections. I will be supporting Democrats and their bid to take over the House. And then he linked to his full statement. $100 million just for the midterm elections in his attempt to take away your right to bear arms. Quoting from AWR Hawkins at the bottom of his piece, Bloomberg believes his money can turn a mediocre blue wave into a seismic shift. One of his advisors said, and I quote, we want to take a Category 3 storm and turn it into a Cat 5. That's from Michael Bloomberg. Now, that money is in addition to the tens of millions of dollars he has already pledged directly to the gun control front. Every Town for Gun Safety, and their efforts at, for example, Initiative 1639 in Washington State, which, if successful, will be used as a blueprint to come after you, Florida, after you, Arizona, after you, Nevada, and every other state out there with ballot initiatives. Every single one of you are on his list. So how do we tie all this together for today to wrap up the week before we head into the Monster Cast in just a couple days on Sunday? It's really kind of simple. You witnessed this week the politics of personal destruction in a way you've never seen played before. It was historic. You saw Democrats abandon the rule of law. You saw Democrats destroy another human being. destroy his family, his teenage kids, his parents, all in an effort to advance their agenda, which is to see to it that Donald Trump's agenda never be moved forward. In other words, their blatant, outright attempt to overturn the will of the people, which was in large part why Donald Trump was elected, to save the Supreme Court from the very ideology that you watched on full disgusting display over the last few days. And that ideology includes the hatred of your right to keep and bear arms. Now remember, the hatred of your right to keep and bear arms is just a very small part of what the Democrats are trying to accomplish here. But what is more important is what we saw on display, the very lengths that they will go to stop it. And remember, as gun owners, we've been watching them employ this tactic against us for quite some time, for years. They're not going to stop. They're never going to give up. They must be defeated. And they know that a conservative Supreme Court, and that's what Kavanaugh represents to them, means the destruction of a large part of their agenda, which is clearly, as gun control, built on a house of cards. They know it, and we know it. Hence why we witness this insidious display that we saw this week. Until we meet on the Monster program, go wash the stench of those hearings off. Take a shower. Enjoy the rest of your weekend until Sunday, right? And until then, after you take that shower, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do so. I'll see you Sunday. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.